Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about superhero movie Birds of Prey and the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn.
This all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual.
DC's uneven approach to its film slate continues with this extravagantly titled spin-off of Suicide Squad, which is loosely connected to the shared DC movie universe, but also works hard to forge its own identity. It's a chaotic live-action cartoon with more in common with Marvel's Deadpool than with anything DC has released, even when dealing with a dull and somewhat convoluted plot. Following the events of Suicide Squad, exuberantly unhinged criminal Harley Quinn, played by Margot Robbie, is back in Gotham City, broken up with her supervillain boyfriend the Joker, and somehow caught in the middle of a plot to track down a missing diamond. Ewan McGregor plays the underwhelming villain, who's a generic psychopath, and the movie doesn't really come together until Harley teams up with a group of other female vigilantes. Even before that, though, director Kathy Yan stages a series of kinetic, hugely enjoyable action sequences, blending Harley's snarky dialogue and meta humor with impressive fight choreography and dazzling set design. I give Birds of Prey 3.5 bells out of 5. Check out more of my reviews at joshbellhateseverything.com, on Twitter at SignalBleed, and on Facebook at Josh Bell Hates Everything.